It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, Grilling World. This is the Grilling Guys coming to you live from Onaway, Michigan. We are above the 45th parallel, but this is the hottest grilling show north in this hemisphere, I should say. This morning, Jop is missing, and this is Barbecue Bob. I'm broadcasting with Shasta from Old World Olive Press and Mad Dog from Mad Dog on 730 Mad Dog on Sports. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. How are you today, Mr. Griller?
Hey, great to have you here, Mad Dog.
Thank you.
We are broadcasting live from the 211 Bar and Grill in Onaway. This is Sturgeon Season Unplugged, and we're pretty excited. We've got a lot coming up on the show today. We're going to talk a little bit of Super Bowl. We're going to talk sturgeon fishing. We've got the DNR here sitting right with us at the table here to make sure we don't spear any sturgeon illegally before the before the quota is taken. We're talking with Matt in a little bit, who's the owner of the 211 Bar and Grill. We're going to let Jop call in, but we've got a whole lot coming up for you on the show. Anyway, right now we want to talk with Todd Grischke, who's the DNR official that's running this show here. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
No, it's great to be here. Great day.
It
Perfect
is.
Perfect day for this event.
Yes. Well, you came up from Lansing?
I came up from Lansing, yep. Yep, I'm the Lake Huron Basin Coordinator, so I oversee this area, and we've been planning this event. Well, we've been planning this event since the last event a year ago.
I bet.
Yeah, and taking a lot of people, a lot of effort to get this going, but it's underway, and now we're just waiting for the call for the first fish.
So how many fishermen are out there, do you suppose?
Well, we've registered about 190 folks.
Wow,
so,
man.
Yeah, so there's a lot of shacks out there.
There's some nervous sturgeon out there right now.
They're shaking right now, like a leaf.
Well, they're hiding right now, let me tell you. Nothing. There's no word, and we haven't seen anything yet, but
okay.
It's early.
Well, that's good. Let's hope it takes them a day or two to fill the quota.
Yeah.
So everybody gets some action out there.
Yeah.
Well, you've also got guys fishing for just perch and other things.
Oh, sure, yeah. There's not just, you know, this is a big lake.
Yeah, so tell us about this lake. What do you know about it?
Well, this is one of the gems in the state, really. It's one of our largest inland lakes, and it's got sturgeon. It has walleye, it has pike and muskie and perch and you name it. And like you said, people aren't just out there sturgeon fishing, although that's the big event of the day. But there's a lot to be caught. There's a lot of different kinds of fish out there.
Hey, if you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL every Saturday from 9 to 11. Today we are at Sturgeon Season Unplugged. We're broadcasting from the 211 Bar and Grill in Onaway. We're actually just at the Highway 211 ends right here. There's a state park here, and it's just the coolest location. Black Lake is a gorgeous 11,000-acre lake. Right now, we've got a four-day sturgeon season going on, and we're talking with Todd Grischke. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Todd Grischke from the DNR, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, or do you have another name for it now?
No, it's the Department of Natural Resources.
Okay.
We've been that way now for a year. We split from one agency, DNR DEQ, about
okay.
a year ago.
Okay.
We're back to DNR.
Got a little divorce there. Yeah. Well, good for you. Anytime you can get further away from folks in Lansing. Now, I guess I can't say that.
You're Todd and I are still hanging out in Lansing. He's going to hang out with a Mad Dog down there.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now that I got anybody with DNR, police officers, state troopers, they're on my bandwagon.
Oh, yeah, they're on your tail half the time, probably.
Oh, yeah.
That could be, too.
Well, what else can you tell us about this ancient fish that's out there? You've probably studied them quite intensively.
Yeah, it is ancient. It's one of the. It looks prehistoric too. If you haven't had a chance to see them, and they get huge. The state record's over 190 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That'd pull you in the water.
They live over 100 years, 120 years old.
That is sweet.
And they take a long time to mature, and they live obviously a long time. So, the management that we're doing today, we may not even see it. You know, we may not live that long to see it, but our kids will, our grandkids, and the effort from the community up here to support the fishery and promote it and keep it going is phenomenal.
What's it feed on? Algae?
You know, it's funny. They're huge fish, and you'd think they'd eat other big fish, but they eat real small bottom clams and wigglers, mayfly larvae, and they just cruise around. And
what's the health of this lake, Black Lake, here?
It's excellent.
Okay. This 11,000 acres, did you say?
11,000 acres.
That's a lot of water.
A lot of water.
How deep is it?
You know, that's a good question, and I can't answer that.
I saw a deep spot. We were looking at a map over here. I saw one really deep spot. It looked like it went down to maybe 90 or 100 and some feet.
It's very possible. But, you know, sturgeon spearing, which is what a lot of the guys are doing, most of them are spearing for them, is done in about 15 to 20 feet of water. And I was just out. I just came in from off the ice. And, yeah, you're looking down in the hole and you're seeing the bottom. And, you know, it's a neat thing to see that perspective.
Right.
And
you have that prism effect, too. Yeah. When you throw your spear or your trident, if you're like an anchorman or something, it actually, there's an optical illusion to that. I used to spear fish in the creeks in the spring in northern Michigan. And when we were children, we'd do it with like lanterns, and it's very deceptive. So there's probably a lot of like near misses out there.
I'm sure there are. Yeah, there's a technique to it. But like I said, I just came off the ice and looking down a hole there and just looking at the bottom, and it's a different world out there. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some action going here and get some pictures. And
well,
that's
very cool. You've got a couple hundred guys out there that are probably getting lonely, so we better let you get back out on your rounds out there on the ice. Thanks so much for joining us, Todd.
Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun, and enjoy the show.
Okay, thanks so much. That's Todd Grischke from the Michigan DNR, and he's got a big job out there. He's got 11,000 acres to patrol and make sure that nobody goes crazy and starts stabbing too many of those things. It's a delicate balance, you know.
It's limited, isn't it?
Todd, it's very limited.
Real quick, how many sturgeons can be taken today? I know they had a little problem last year. Why don't you tell the audience real quick?
Glad you asked that. You know, we every year we do a population estimate out here, and it's a collaborative effort with Native American tribes, and we come up with those estimates, and then we allocate a certain number of fish. And each year we do that. This year we had 7 fish allocated. But last year we harvested 11, and the allocation was 7. And so what we did was we got back to the drawing board. We put a new, basically a long-term model in place to try to keep our harvest down. So this year we're taking fewer fish. We're putting the quota at 2, and we're going to shut the season down. There's a lot of people out there, and it's going to take us some time to communicate with all of them when that second fish is harvested. So hopefully by the time we let everybody know, after that second fish is harvested, we'll end up harvesting fewer than our allocation of 7.
Did they put like a flag up something so you can notice that right there? Those guys got a sturgeon.
We've got flags on every shanty, red flags, and we've got a lot of us here in these bright yellow vests running around. And when a fish is taken, there's a lot of excitement when a big fish like
that. Are you on snow machines?
We are. We got sleds. We got quads. You know, it's fun. It's an event and party out there. So anyways, when that second fish is harvested, hopefully we can communicate with everybody, shut it down, and still stay within our allocation.
All right. Well, thanks again. We really appreciate you taking time.
No problem.
You got a lot of work to do, so thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's cool. great event here. We're at the Black Lake Sturgeon Festival. It's like a 4-day season. They're going to allow them to take about 7 fish. And we are broadcasting at the 211 Bar and Grill, legendary location. We've got lots of cool history in this place, this town. I got Mad Dog from Mad Dog on Sports from 7:30, The Fan, with me right now.
The game.
Gosh darn it, I knew
okay.
I'd
Mad
do
Dog
that.
In the Morning, The Game, and of course it's on Lansing Sports Station. And if people hear me in the West Michigan area and all over, they know my voice, filling in for Bill Simonson quite a few times in the last 5 years.
Okay.
See, we're ambidextrous.
Yes.
The Mad Dog can do a lot of different things besides talk sports.
Very good.
We saw that last night.
Yeah. And we've got Shasta here with us, and we are the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We'll be back in just a minute. That you wave to be wrapped around your grave.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.